Hey, it is, the morning has become afternoon. I would recommend we move.
We'll move quickly, Mayor. This is a quick one.
And the rest of them are almost all our votes.
We can, if you'll indulge us, we can get through 93 quickly.
Okay.
93?
No, 90.
I'm sorry.
90.
We can get through 90 through 93.
Yeah.
90, authorize a contract with the lowest responsive bidder for construction of the Fano Basin Pressure Line System Upgrade, project number E10599, for an estimated cost of $1,173,000.
Good afternoon.
We welcome Scott Gibson. This ordinance would authorize a contract to correct problems with access structures in the Fano Basin Pressure Sewer. The contractor would remove faulty access structures and replace them to improve reliability of the system. Scott, welcome.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, City Council. I actually like to turn over our Chief of Engineering, Bill Ryan, to make some opening comments.
Thank you. I just wanted to point out before Scott got into the really cool engineering photographs and drawings that it's not often that we end up having to repair a pressure line after just 5 years in operation. When originally planned, this pressure line was supposed to be built coincident with the Southwest 86th Avenue pump station. We got held up in land use on the pump station and proceeded with construction of the pressure lines. Part of the pump station construction was going to be what is called a surge tank, which is essentially an air bubble that protects the pressure line from surges and helps it to have a long life. We put the pressure lines in service, as I said, and at the same time, we started an emergency project to build a temporary surge tank to protect that pump station or that pressure line. In 18 months, we had that in service. It was important for us to get in service because over that time period, we would have spent over $5 million in charges to our neighboring agency, Clean Water Services, to treat the sewage that we would have had to let flow if we didn't put the lines in service. So we put the lines in service. Now we have to do some minor repairs to make sure that anything that we did during that time frame will not compromise that 50-year life of the pressure line as we've designed it.
With that. Thank you. I'll run through a presentation, then we'll entertain any follow-on questions.
Extra credit if you can do it in 5 minutes.
Got it.
Okay.
So here's a vicinity map. It's in the southwest of Portland near the Old Market Pub. And the 7,000-foot-long garden home section of the FABA pressure line system consists of two parallel 30-inch welded steel pressure lines. They're designated A, the south line, and B, the north line. They are subjected to a unique pressure pumping application that has higher pressures than typical sewage pump stations. The line was completed in 2010, as Bill mentioned, and the A line was placed into service while we planned and permitted and constructed the Southwest 86th Avenue pump station. Original construction included the installation of 24-inch diameter access risers at 500-foot intervals on both the A and B line. They were used for future inspection of the lines with the intended purpose. Leaks occurred at two locations on the A line as a result of cracks that developed in and around the welds connecting the access risers to the main line. This is because the surge tanks were not in service. Subsequent investigations and analysis concluded that unanticipated stress concentrations at the welds are the likely cause of the cracks. We have two pictures here. On the left-hand side, you can slightly make out the crack in the joint at the welded pipe. And on the right-hand side is a 3D model of stresses within the riser sections. The blue is indicating the highest stress locations, which is exactly where we found the cracks. Operations of the Fano pressure line was suspended until we could get the interim surge tank in place, and we put the service back in line in 2013 after that work was complete. In August of 2013, the B line was put in place, which is the line that was not used earlier, and it's been in service since. This project will include the following elements: removing the 18 remaining access risers from both the A and the B line. They'll be replaced with a straight pipe steel spool section, which does not have the stress concentrations identified in the analysis nor the locations where the failures occurred. And we're also upgrading the existing pressure monitoring system at 69th and Railroad so we can maintain and monitor the actual pressure seen in the line over the duration of its operation. So you'll see the location of the access risers scattered along the pipeline length. If you have any questions, we can talk about the individual ones. And once again, we're here to ask permission for a contract to construct this project. The schedules are shown. Work is intended to be complete with around December 2016. Our construction cost estimate is $1.173 million. Our confidence in that estimate is high. I have a breakdown of the total project cost, which shows that the project is going to cost $1.64 million, including all soft costs for the engineering and other activities.
Confidence in the estimate is high, even though lately we've been getting high bids.
Well, actually, we got some low bids recently, Mayor.
Low bids.
In your absence, I shouldn't say in your absence.
They go out of town, the bids
nothing,
drop? I'll go out of town
nothing to do with your absence, but in your absence, we actually came in below on a couple of projects.
Okay, I'm going out of town again. That's it. That's how we save money. Thank you. Okay, questions?
So why didn't we remove the eight? Why didn't we just do all this in one project?
We are removing them all in this one project.
But why didn't we do it in the previous project?
So when the line was originally constructed, it was constructed assuming that the surge tank system was going to be in place, in which case the failures wouldn't have occurred. Does that...
But then we've done multiple fixes to it since, and this seems like another one of those.
So this is our first fix to the line constructed to the current line. And it's a comprehensive fix to remove all of the manways because we did see failures at stresses. Even those that the calculations show shouldn't fail, we're removing those as well because we want to make sure we solve this and have a system that will move forward.
So you think this one is it?
I think this one is it.
All right. Thank you both. Thanks very much. Okay, anyone want to speak on this item? You can't really mean it. It passes the second reading, and we'll move on